Hello.
White side radio.
Right side radio, where you are on the right side. I'm Amy Beth Shaver with Allison Sinclair and JP motoring through a Wednesday. It's been quite the day. And now we also are debuting a segment that, JP, did you invent this last night while you weren't sleeping?
I was around that time, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I was just thinking, you know, we went through a show, there was a lot of heavy news, and then I feel like we need to make an attempt to do good news stories, optimistic stories. And I was thinking, you know, on Wednesday, halfway through the week, glass half full, trying to do a spin on, you know, glass half full Wednesday or something like that. But anyways, that's the reason for it. I feel like we need to have good news stories.
I like it.
Yeah.
I think it's good. I'm a little more concerned, though. I need you to eat something today, and I need you to get some sleep.
Okay.
Yeah, it's.
I'll try.
JP is an old soul by Spotify standards, and he does not sleep because he's always thinking of all the things he needs to do. All the things.
That was good. That's real good.
Like, make a new sound for a new segment.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Let me pull it up.
In a world full of doom and gloom, it's important to remember the good news. Here's our good news report. Everything
is awesome. Oh, I like it.
Everything is cool when you're part of a team. Everything is awesome.
Oh, JP. Oh,
that was fantastic.
Had so much fun.
You're really good at that. That may be my favorite.
If you could see like how much I giggle when I make stuff like that, I get a kick out of it. It's funny.
It's like the most random put together ever, but I like it.
Can you come up with a Doge update for tomorrow?
Hold on. We already have a Doge sound effect that I made.
What is it?
Who let the Doge sound?
Oh, you're good.
It's Elon. Okay. That's when Elon was cool with Trump.
Doge.
Okay. All right. Well, that's tomorrow. Doge. But anyway, good news. That was amazing. I'll go first because Allison included it in her report.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's brain. No. It's same brain because y'all probably have heard that Allison and I often send JP very similar news clips for the montage in the morning. So
yeah,
I that was my good news.
I can't remember what it was.
And it was the good news that Afton Ben did not win. That's like rhymed. And I want to say it positively, like Matthew 1 or whatever his name was. Matthew Epps,
I believe.
Van Epps.
Thank you. Because I was like, wait, there's an Epps at J6 and this is not the same guy.
Ray Epps. Ah.
Thank you. Not that guy. This is Matthew Van Epps. Congratulations. Bravo. Would we have liked a bigger spread? Yes. But this is a great bit of news.
It ended up 20 points. I think that's pretty impressive. Unless those numbers are wrong.
Well, now we got to look them up.
I didn't look into it. I just saw liberals on X saying, we're only 1-4. It's a plus 22 Trumper.
I'm going to look it up.
So I don't know.
All right. So
it's because they cheated.
Probably. Yeah.
No, I'm serious. I really thought if she wins, there's not that many stupid people in Nashville. There's some. There's not that many. And I'm like, the only way they win is if they cheat.
It's true.
She said she hated your whole place.
She hated, what was it? She hated country music. She hated...
Pedal taverns.
Bachelorettes. Yeah, everything Nashville.
Everything that makes Nashville, Nashville, she hates.
Allison, what's your good news report?
Okay, well, my good news, it's Donald Trump. I wanted to play this because it really fired me up. I was like, this is what I voted for.
Is him talking about Somalians?
This is his little thing that ended the cabinet meeting. And then as soon as he ends it, everybody in the cabinet meeting starts clapping. I sent you the... Do you want me to resend it to you?
Yeah, text it to me again.
Okay. And maybe you can play it. I think he says one bad word. I'm not sure if it's a radio bad word.
What is this? Oh, B word?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a radio bad word?
Technically not, because Dale always said it, but still.
Yeah, I think... I don't know if you can edit it out. But I got really fired up when I listened to this, and apparently the rest of his cabinet did too. Because to me, this is Donald Trump at his best when he just says the things. There's no filter. And I think he's finally at the point where he's done. It gave me hope. Like, we might get some things done.
Well, that's actually a tie-in to the good... Because we're always... wanting our side to do more, especially when we know they're capable of doing more. But it's also important when, you know, our side and Trump at least say good things. And Minnesota is currently having ICE go through the streets and deport Somalians. So that's part of the, like, the good news report, like, action is getting done. Mm. There was also a travel ban to 19 third world nations.
Yes, sir.
There's some people that are like, well, there's certainly a lot more that weren't on the list. Okay, fair. But, I mean, could it be a start to, you know, some action being done right now? So, yeah, I can play that clip. If he says it, he says it, then it's fine. But,
Can you dump it?
B-word's fine, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. So we'll try. I don't think he
says
it.
And they contribute nothing. The welfare is like 88%. They contribute nothing. I don't want them in our country, I'll be honest with you, okay? Somebody would say, oh, that's not politically correct. I don't care. I don't want them in our country. Their country is no good for a reason. Their country stinks, and we don't want them in our country. I can say that about other countries, too. I can say it about other countries, too. We don't want them to hell. We have to rebuild our country. You know, our country's at a tipping point. We could go bad. We're at a tipping point. I don't know if people mind me saying that, but I'm saying it. We could go one way or the other, and we're going to go the wrong way if we keep taking in garbage into our country. Ilhan Omar is garbage. She's garbage. Her friends are garbage. These aren't people that work. These aren't people that say, let's go, come on, let's make this place great. These are people that do nothing but complain. They complain. And from where they came from, they got nothing. You know, they came from paradise, and they said, this isn't paradise. But when they come from hell, and they complain and do nothing but bitch, we don't want them in our country. Let them go back to where they came from and fix it. Thank you very much.
See? It's pretty simple. And that's the thing. That's what we were talking about yesterday. If you hate it here, if this is the worst country in the world and you hate it here, go back. If you want to represent Somalia and make Minnesota Somalian, go back. I mean, if you hate Somalia, you came here, but you want to make where you live just like it, it doesn't make any sense, which tells me they're just here for nefarious reasons and they exactly. don't really want America.
You know, what's also refreshing, there's a lot of people saying that Trump looked really tired in the meeting and he was taking a nap while so-and-so was speaking. I'm sure Trump is, I mean, they put up somebody to the White House that he's working like 18, 20-hour days. So, but I think that shows if he was so tired, that was the unfiltered Trump. So you know it's still there. Yep. You know that the vintage 2016 Trump is still there, and maybe he was too tired to have a filter. But I'm glad to see that on top of Minnesota ICE action. I'm glad to see that on top of the travel bans to third world countries. Keep it up. More and more and more. That's what I want.
Yep. Absolutely.
Do we think, though, not to be a Debbie Downer,
Allison,
I'm sorry.
This is the good news.
I know it is the good news, and I hope why I put that in there is because I see that spark. I hear that bravado that Trump has that we all gravitate towards. The bravado that says, "I'm gonna take care of this problem. Mm. I'm gonna do it now, and I don't care what y'all think. And I'm gonna call you garbage, and you and your friends garbage." Because you defraud our governments and you take billions of dollars and you don't give anything back and you know, you do all. So, but then I go, in that moment of that he's tired, did he slip? Like, are his handlers now going to be like, oh, you shouldn't have said, you know.
I'm sure.
You're like.
I'm sure, yeah.
Okay, so, but the fact that he said it gives me hope that maybe he's like shaking off all his people that are
Susie
holding
Wiles
him back. The Susie Wiles.
Oh, please, please, and let's be done with all that. Yeah,
Mrs. Wilma said she ate cake. Do you really think she ate cake?
I'm sure she did.
I bet she ate a delicious piece of cake.
Like Marie Antoinette, like cake before I chop off your heads.
Apparently. So, I don't know.
What was your good one? Was it ICE?
No. I still got a good news report. Good. So, this one is big for me. I'm sure as well as all the other young men in America that grew up watching Joe Rogan podcasts. I've literally been watching Joe Rogan since I was in like middle school because he's the guy. He's the podfather. And throughout my whole time watching Joe, he was always bashing Christianity. He was calling Jesus a zombie. He was saying that Christians were stupid and their religion was dumb. We've seen lately he's starting to actually go to a church in Texas. He's not a full believer yet. I mean, he's still questioning things, but he went on a podcast this week and I saw this clip and it blew me away. It was just, some people may think it's stupid, but you know, when you see somebody so influential like Joe, if he can be won for the side of, you know, Christianity, like that's big. But people wonder if the world's going to crap and you look at where's God, where's Jesus. When stuff like what I'm about to play from Joe Rogan, you can see Jesus is still working on people. And if Joe can come full, you know, to the light, I think it's going to do a lot. So here's Joe Rogan talking about what he thinks about Christianity now.
Scripture, to me, is what's interesting. It's fascinating. That is what, and also that Christianity, at least, is the only thing I have experience with. It works. Mm. Like, the people that are Christians that go to this church that I go to, that I meet, that are Christian, they are the nicest people you will ever meet. I mean, they're really kind, and they are even more nice at a church. When you leave the church parking lot, everybody lets you go in front of them. Aww. There's no one honking in the church parking lot. It works. So regardless of whether or not it's based on an entirely true story, I think it is an ancient relaying of a real event and of the real history of human beings.
Mm. I think that's big.
Wow.
And he's talking about the Shroud of Turin, which is, you know, the death shroud of Jesus, and how he's blown away by it. And he's also mocking atheists that think, you know, the Big Bang. There was a clip of him saying that, oh, so your one miracle is that everything came from nothing with a Big Bang. He's like, yeah, I'm going with Jesus on that one. So I don't know. Like I said, he's not fully to the light yet, but when I see stuff like that, it gives me hope that God is still working in today's crazy
super encouraging
mess. So
very encouraging. And you know what? It's amazing that somebody like Joe captured the essence of the Bible so quickly, that it is the story of what's actually happened and happening. It accurately paints a picture of the world as it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting that as he goes along, don't you think people like Wes Huff coming on his show and talking about archaeology?
Exactly.
And the finds, I think there was something recently discovered that the Bible said right where it was, and they just found it right where the Bible says it was. Like that part, I'm always interested in the archaeological aspects of it. But I think Wes Huff coming on his show was huge. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where you see a marked difference in his life. But I'm so excited. Like, go, people at the church.
Yeah.
Yay, wherever he's attending. Wow. Like, you never know. But you're right. It's a big deal. If Joe Rogan surrenders and submits, dude.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
It's funny, too, that he can't really articulate it. He just says it works, but he knows there's something different.
Mm.
He can't put it into words, but he feels it and he gets it. And that's the Holy Spirit working in him. Mm. He may not be able to say that, but this is interesting. That is very good news. Thank you, JP.
Yay.
Thank you.
I like that, JP. Bravo.
Thank
Bravo.
You. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Glass half full Wednesdays.
I like it.
Yeah.
And now time for Would You Rather.
Okay.
Wait. We got to go to break.
Okay.
After break. We'll be right back.